الحمد لله
الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم قيل يا رسول الله وكيف نجدد إيماننا قال أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, every person desires to acquire a great fortune, a booming investment. Such an investment that will not come to an end. Rather, it will benefit him, his children, and his progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite grace and mercy, has blessed the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this opportunity. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a Muslim and a mu'min gives and discharges some sadaqah in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it with the right hand. As we know, we do not attribute any limbs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of this hadith means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really appreciates it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after and nurture this sadaqah, this charity. Until when a person will come on the day of Qiyamah, he will find that in front of him he'll find a mountain worth of good deeds. So he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the sadaqah that you gave. So he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave something like a date in your path and the reward is so great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to him that, oh my banda and oh my servant, that person who discharges his sadaqah and his zakat and any nafal sadaqah and charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures it. Kama yurabbi ahadukum falwahu, like how one of you nurtures his foal, his baby horse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this investment in the akhirah for this person. If this is the reward for a optional and nafal sadaqah, one can well imagine the reward for the farad, which is zakat. Zakat is such an important obligatory in deen, such an important farad in deen. The Rasulullah s.a.w. says in the hadith, Bunya al-Islam wa la khams. Islam is based upon five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. First is believing in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, iqam is salah. Third, ita' is zakah, deciding zakat. We look in the ayat of the Quran Majid. The importance of zakat is mentioned many ayat of the Quran Majid. One typical ayat of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the sifat and the qualities of the true believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Who are the true believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains different qualities of these believers. And one quality of these believers, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. These are such people who discharge the zakat. These are such people who discharge the zakat. A sifat and a quality of a true believer. So if a person is discharging his zakat in the court of Allah, he will be regarded to be a true believer. We see in the many other ayat of the Quran and Majid, salah, we all understand the importance of salah. We all perform our salah. We all make an effort to perform our salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran and Majid in many ayat join salah and zakat together. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Establish salah and discharge your zakat. So this is the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to zakat. Since the month of Ramadan is coming, and many of us will be discharging our zakat in the month of Ramadan, it's very important to understand what will a person get and what rewards will he achieve by discharging his zakat. Zakat will not only benefit a person in the dunya, rather it will benefit him in the qabr as well in the akhirah. In dunya also Allah will benefit you. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna min tamami islamikum an tu'addu zakat amwalikum. Verily from the perfection of your Islam, if you want your Islam and your iman to be perfect, inna min tamami islamikum an tu'addu zakat amwalikum, is that you discharge your zakat. So through this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand a person's iman will be perfect when he discharges his zakat. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, da'u mardakum bi sadaqa. Treat your sick people through sadaqa. If a person is sick, a person has someone in his family who is ill, he tried many other medication, try the dua of sadaqa. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqa. Treat your sick through sadaqa. Some ulama explain that this refers to a person discharging zakat. It's mentioned regarding a person that he was sitting in the company of Mawlana Yaqub Nanwati Rahimahullah. Mawlana Yaqub Nanwati Rahimahullah, one day in his discourse, in his bayan, he explains to his muridin and his attendants that it's discharge of zakat. With that person who discharges his zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his zakat, will protect his wealth. So this murid, this person, elderly person, he took this advice to heart. And from that day onwards, he was discharging his zakat. So one night he was asleep, and then he hears someone coming into the home, someone coming to steal, and some thief entered the home. So when he heard this noise, he awoken, and then he found him by his safe. He had a small, simple safe with a simple lock. So he asked them, "What are you doing?" So they told him, "No, we are thieves, we came to steal your money." So this Babaji, this old person, he tells them, the Mulana told me, that person who discharges his zakat, Allah will protect his wealth. That person who discharges his zakat, Allah will protect his wealth. So you can continue trying to break the safe and this lock, you won't go anywhere. Saying this, he leaves them, he goes to sleep. And then at the time of Fajr, he awakens. He sees that the thieves are still at the safe, trying to break that simple lock. So he told him, "Didn't I tell you?" The Mawlana said, "That person who discharges his zakat, Allah will protect his wealth. The whole night has passed. You still didn't break this lock. You rather go away." So when they see this and they hear this from him, they go away. So next morning, this person, he comes to the Mawlana, Mawlana Yaqub Sahib Nanwati Rahimullah, and he told the Mawlana, this person, this old person, he had a habit of saying, "Allah ki fazl se," through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he came to Mawlana, he told Mawlana, "Allah ki fazl se kal chor aaye. Through the grace of Allah, the thieves came yesterday." So Mawlana asked him, "How can this be Allah ki fazl se? How can it be through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" So he said, "No, listen to the next part of the story." And then he gives the whole story to the Mawlana. And the Mawlana tells him, "Yes, the hadith of Rasulullah says, Hassinu amwalakum bi zakah wa da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Hassinu amwalakum. Protect your wealth through the discharging zakat." Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, one great muhaddith, amongst the kitabs that are studied in the Darul Uloom in the final year is Sunan Abi Dawud. In this kitab, under the chapter of Kitabu Zakah, Imam Abu Dawud rahimullah explains the barakah that the people acquired in his time, in his zamana. and he attributes it towards discharging zakat. He said that in our time, in our zamana, through all the people discharging the zakat, we found such barakah. We found such barakah. There are small citrus fruit, which we regard to be something small. A nachi, for example. A citrus fruit was so huge in that zamana, in that time, that if a person wanted to load that citrus fruit onto the camel, he won't be able to place it on the camel because of it being so big. Rather, he had to cut it in half, and one part of it on the right hand side and one part on the left hand side. Imam Dawud rahimullah brings this under the chapter of zakat, explaining that this barakah is because of discharging zakat. So this pillar of Islam is a very, very, very important pillar of deen. Sahaba radiallahu anhum took this to heart, and they discharged zakat wholeheartedly and happily. It's mentioned regarding Umar bin Huzn radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me as the zakat collector. I went to the sahabi Umar bin Huzn radiallahu anhu. At that time, the sahabi possessed 25 to 30 camels. If a person in Islam has 25 to 30 camels, he has to discharge one year old she camel. One year old she camel. So Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu goes to the sahabi and he tells him that you have 25 to 30 camels, so one year old she camel is due upon you in zakat. So the sahabi Umar bin Huzn radiallahu anhu says that, O Ubay bin Ka'b, this is wajib upon me, this is farad upon me. He said, yes. But I desire to give more, because a 1 year old she camel cannot be used for riding, cannot be used for giving milk. It's of no benefit. Rather, give me something, let me give something that the Muslims can benefit from. So Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, see, Rasulullah told me to do this. More than this, I cannot do. Rasulullah will be passing by soon. You can go and present your case before Rasulullah. So when Rasulullah came by, the Sahabi Umar bin Huzn radiallahu anhu, he goes to Rasulullah and he tells Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, your zakat collector Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu came, and he wanted to collect zakat from me, and he told me one year old she camel. O Nabi of Allah, I want to give more. I want to give something better. So Rasulullah explaining the fatwa, explaining the masala to him, that one year old she camel is due upon you. That's the masala. But if you want to give more, then Allah will definitely accept it. So this sahabi, he looked at his camels, and the best from his camels he gave to Rasulullah. Rasulullah became very happy, and Rasulullah made dua for him, with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted barakah in his life. The sahabi Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu narrates, in the time of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, many years later, I was collecting zakat, and this person had such barakah in his life. This person had such barakah in his life that now he had 1,500 camels. From 25 to 30, Allah bless him with such barakah, now he had 1,500 camels. And now due upon him was 30 camels. And the sahabi sees also that the first time when I collected zakat, and this time when I collected zakat, with the same spirit and the same feeling he discharged zakat. So this is the outlook the sahaba radiallahu anhum had with regards to fulfilling the obligations of deen, the faraid of deen. So zakat will benefit a person in this dunya. Zakat will benefit a person in the qabr. When a Muslim is placed into the qabr, and if for some reason some azab and some punishment has to come to this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant this person's a'mal different forms. We take the form of human beings. So the salah will come by his head side. He's fasting by his right hand side. His good deeds and his ihsan and his favors he does by his feet. And on the left hand will come his zakat. His zakat will be on his left hand side. If for some reason the adab has to come to this person from the head side, the salah would say, لَيْسَ مِنْ قِبَلِ مَدْخَلْ. You cannot punish the person through my side. If the adab has to come from the right hand side, the soum and the fasting will say, لَيْسَ مِنْ قِبَلِ مَدْخَلْ. There's no way for you to come and punish this person from my side. If it has to come from the feet, then the khairat and the good deeds and the ihsan and the amul ma'roof and nahi al-munkar this person had done in his life will protect him from the feet side. And then if you have to come on the left hand side, his zakat will protect him. Zakat will be a means of protection in the qabr also. And on the day of Qiyamah, when every believer will have to cross the bridge of Sirat over Jahannam, where many people will fall into Jahannam, and many people will cross with the speed of lightning, if for some reason a person is about to fall in Jahannam because of some of his sins, then this zakat with his discharge in his life will come to his assistance. And it will tell him, Imvi, carry on, carry on, don't fall. فَقَدْ أَدَّيْتَ حَقَّ اللَّهِ وَفَقَّ اللَّهِ فِيَّ. Because you have discharged the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding me, I will help you and assist you to cross the pool sirat. So a person will get barakah, a person will be protected in the dunya, a person will get barakah in his wealth, a person will get happiness in his wealth, a person will see the goodness in his wealth in this dunya. And then in the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the adab. And on the day of qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to cross through, over the pool sirat through the barakah and the blessings of the zakat he discharged. But on the other hand, if a person does not discharge zakat, then a person will be punished in this dunya. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every morning two angels call out. Every morning two angels call out. And then he makes this dua. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Wa Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, that person who spent in your part, give him a substitute. That he spent, give him something better than that. And the other dua, the bad dua, the curse that these angels make. Allahumma a'ti mumsika talafa. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Oh Allah, that person who holds his money, he doesn't give money. Oh Allah, you destroy his wealth. That person who withholds his money, he doesn't discharge his zakat, he doesn't fulfill the rights of people in regard to his wealth. Oh Allah, you destroy his wealth. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if Muslims have to stop discharging zakat, Allah will stop the rain. If Muslims have to stop discharging zakat, Allah will stop the rain. And the hadith says, لولا البهائم لم يمطروا. If it wasn't because of the animals, they will not even get one drop of water. If it wasn't for the animals, they will not get even one drop of water. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who does not discharge his zakat, فَمَنْ لَمْ يُزَكِّي فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. The person does not discharge his zakat, then he will not get any reward for his salah. That person who does not discharge his zakat, فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. He will get no reward for his salah. Because when a person leaves out one command of deen, the effect of it will be upon the other obligations of deen. So he will be performing his salah. Yes, the farad obligation will come off him. The farad obligation of salah will come off him. But the reward of salah will totally be lost. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever you find problems in the world with regards to the wealth of people, and how the wealth of people will be destroyed, and how the wealth of people will have no barakah, it's only because habsul zakah, habsul amwal, where a person is holding wealth, he's holding his wealth and not discharging his zakat. He's not fulfilling the obligations of deen. He's fulfilling the obligations of people upon him with regards to his wealth. But the important aspects that a person should keep in mind when discharging zakat is that don't ever regard zakat to be a burden. Rather regard zakat to be an obligation of deen. And with a happy heart discharges zakat. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who wants the evil of his wealth to go away, that person who wants the evil of his wealth to go away, tell him discharge his zakat. If for some reason some evil came into your wealth, if for some reason evil came into your wealth, discharge your zakat, that evil will go away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith that a time will come close to Qiyamah where people will not worry about their wealth. And the effect of it will be that the a'mal will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah says that, oh my people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to eat halal, to earn halal, to fulfill the rights of Allah with regard to the wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha rusul, kulu min at-tayyibati wa'amalu saliha. Oh my messengers, kulu min at-tayyibat. Eat from pure, وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And then do good amal. Why كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ and amal صَالِحًا came together? Because if the akal and the eating is haram, the effect will be haram. If akal and if the eating is halal and tayyib, the effect will be good amal. And then Rasulullah explains the example of a person, Ash'atha, Yutilu Safar. A person is a musafir. We all know when a person is a musafir and he makes dua, his dua is answered. Yutilu Safar. He's not a normal musafir. Lengthy journey. Ash'atha. This person is disheveled. Aghbara. His body is dusty, full of dust, in a very pitiable condition. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He raises his hands to the sky. يَا رَبِّي يَا help me. Oh my Allah, assist me. وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. However, his clothing is haram. His eating is haram. His food is haram. His drink is haram. وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. He's nourished with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How can this person's dua be answered? That a person can be in such a pitiful condition, such a bad condition, then too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not assist this person. Then too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept the du'as of this person. My respect to elders and brothers, the obligation of a zakat is not something that a person can just think by himself and discharge his zakat based on his discretion. No. The zakat is a very, very important part of our deen. A person needs to go to the ulama, learn the masail of how to discharge zakat. What wealth upon which zakat is farad. Those things that zakat is not farad. Who can zakat be given? My respect to elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so much. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, then how much are you prepared to give for the deen of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how much we give for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respect to elders and brothers, in this zaman and this time, whatever we desire, through some effort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Allah give us everything that we need, and more than what we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see, what are my bandas giving for my deen? My respect to elders and brothers, the people who are collecting zakat, we are not doing them a favor. We are not doing them a favor. Rather, they are doing us a favor. Because through them, we are fulfilling the command of Allah. It's through them that we are fulfilling the command of Allah. It's mentioned that close to the time of Qiyamah, a time will come when there'll be so much of barakah in the world, you will find it difficult to find one person to discharge a zakat. You'll find it difficult to find one person to discharge a zakat. So my respected elders and brothers, this obligation of zakat, there's many ayat, many ahadith can be discussed that explain the importance of this pillar of deen. On one occasion, two women came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they had bangles of gold. This was before the ahkam and the commands of parda came. So Rasulullah sallallahu saw the bangles on these two ladies' hands. So Rasulullah asked them, have you discharged the zakat of these bangles? So they replied in the negative, that we have not discharged it. Rasulullah says, do you desire that in exchange of these two bangles, Allah will give you two bangles of Jahannam? Do you desire, do you want this to happen? That by you not discharging your zakat, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make you wear two bangles of fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah, that person who withheld his wealth, he hoarded his wealth, he didn't discharge the rights of Allah in regard to his wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his wealth take the form of a venomous snake, which will have two spots on the head. This is a sign of it being very, very venomous. And the snake will come by him, and it will coil around him, a coil around his neck, and it will bite him. And the snake will say, Ana kanzuk, ana maluk, ana kanzuk, ana maluk. I am your wealth that you hoarded. I am the treasure that you hoarded. Ana kanzuk, ana maluk. This is the punishment a person will get on the day of Qiyamah for not discharging his zakat. So this pillar of deen is a very, very important pillar of deen. My respect to elders and brothers, time is only up. One important aspect that we need to keep in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with deen because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever we have is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The greatest muhsin, the greatest good doer to every believer is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So amongst the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we recite dulood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Friday. We recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah s.a.w. on Friday. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi ashra. That person who recites one durood and salat upon Rasulullah s.a.w., Allah will bless him with 10 mercies. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. That person who recites 1,000 durood on Friday, Allah will bless him with this reward. That before he passes away, Allah will show him his abode in Jannah. Ulama explained through this hadith, Allah will explain to you that you are guaranteed Jannah in this world. You are guaranteed Jannah in this world. Show you your abode in Jannah. If your abode is there, you have to go there. My respected Ahlus and brothers, one incident and we'll conclude. One person was traveling with his father. And then his father passed away. So this person, he was saddened, he was crying. But he noticed that his father's face was turning black. So this made him very worried. He began looking around to see what he can do to help his father. And in that state of fright and worry, he falls off to sleep. He dozes off to sleep. And then he sees one handsome person coming to his father, and he takes his hand and he passes it over his father's face. And that face that was black now became bright. So he goes up to this person and he holds the leg of this person and he tells him that me and my parents we sacrificed for you. Who are you? You came to help me at this time of distress. So this person will say, I am your Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your father recited one durood. And in exchange of that, I came to help your father on this day of need. My respected Ahlus and brothers, Rasulullah SAW loves us. But the biggest problem nowadays is, we left the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the true love for Rasulullah SAW. And the true love for the ahkam and the commandments of deen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.